All right. We are right now at Encino on the way to the crash site. Sunday night. Head back to another exciting week. And, well, anyway. Remember to take my turn. This is the last turn to get onto the road to Highway 60 that goes straight to where I need to go through Mountain Air. And I missed it once. Ended up having to go quite a ways out of my way, all the way up to Klein's Corners, across to Moriarty, down through Estancia, and finally back down to Mountain Air. Didn't even get a price cut on my gas for my trouble. So there's that. Okay, I made my turn. All is well. Well, all is well so far. It's found out today that the committee to make the recommendation for who should be a chief information officer at Mesa Lands is happening. Andy Swap, our branch president, he's been asked to serve on it. And he asked me, he said, because you're one of the candidates, should I recuse myself? And it's like, I said, you know, I would. I said, but, you know, I said, that's something to discuss with them, not with me. So I didn't put you down as a reference. And so I'm really kind of, you know, I'm hoping they will use you as a reference, as opposed to somebody who makes decisions or makes recommendations. So that's good. I was concerned that this was going to be, you know, after I had put in my application, a couple of weeks had passed, I had said, well, I guess they're not terribly interested in me. And you know what I forget? I forget in these administrative borderline executive positions that these things don't go quickly, and they want to leave that window open to a large degree to allow people to shake out. You know, there's going to be people where they say, well, we'd like to bring you in for an interview, and they said, oh no, I already took a position, or my wife took a look at Tucum Carey and decided she has no interest in living there. Two or three other things, you know, there are there are often people often drop out when situations are seen. A lot of people put out blanket resumes to a lot of places. Boy, let me tell you, it was in 2012. Lisa and I decided that we wouldn't mind moving to Alaska. And I don't often know what the motivators are for Lisa. I can ask her and she'll tell me, but I often don't remember to ask. And but anyway, we were going for jobs up there, and we had applied for several, and none of them panned out. And then all of a sudden, I got one like months after we had already started looking at other possibilities. It might have even been after I took the position at Eastern. And and I got a call from somebody from one of these places out in the middle of nowhere in Alaska. Good pay. Now, Alaska is just monumentally expensive. And one's ability to be able to get out and go someplace else is limited and expensive. And although a lot of people do it, anyway, and boy, let me tell you, when I told this guy, I'm sorry, I'm taking another position and I'm really not interested anymore, he really kind of got mad. I'm really tired of people applying for a job when they're not willing to come. And I said, I was totally willing to come months ago. It took you guys this long to decide that you were going to hire somebody. I said, I said, priorities change. Other things come up. Sorry, man. You need to be more responsive to applications. Anyway, Lisa decided she didn't want to go. And frankly, it was going to be a big pain in the butt. It was kind of adventurous, and I like adventures, but as I've grown older, and I'm far more interested in spending time with Lisa. Funny, given the fact that I'm doing the whole week away type stuff, I find that I'm very... Lisa says I'm really, really distracting. To things that she needs to accomplish. So it's like, wow, yeah. Kind of be a little concerned about what I'll do in retirement. But that's, that's still a few years away at the very least. And it really does become the question of, do I really want to get into the hassles of doing stuff like that. Anyway, but there's these two jobs that I applied for. When you're going, boy, he must be searching for something else, must not like his job. And you go, I don't know exactly how I feel about the job I have now. It's not bad at all. Some good opportunities for improving a skill set, but to be honest, I've never felt like I was particularly a technical person. Just because one understands computers doesn't mean that that's what they want to do for their whole life. The pay's been excellent, and I'm not unhappy. I've had some really great bosses. I've had some interesting ones. And I'm really more interested in human development these days. I've always been more interested in human development. That was far more interesting to me. That's what I got my undergraduate degree, was in child development, early childhood education, but really child development. And I think I've done a few recordings on the difference between the two and why I'm definitely one and not the other. But I always felt a little more expansive than just the child development. It was much more about human development, things like that. I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist particularly, but that's... our whole world has become really absorbed by psychology. And I don't know where to put that. I'm not that kind of a person. And not particularly an educator. Trying to impart some understanding to people. I don't do it in a classroom. Even when I was an adjunct professor, which, you know, that I ran a class on something. And that was pretty much it. You know, people say, boy, let me tell you, woo. Now, people who watched my videos, and there were a few, came back and said, I really liked the class. I really liked the insights and the information that I got from your videos. I didn't have to, the actual class was simply the structure in which you could do these lectures. Always around the topic of information technology management, but, you know, really, really much more about other facets of human development. I enjoyed putting it together, but when it got down to just running it, just making it happen, I wasn't, it got to be somewhat tedious to do, honestly. Anyway, because the development of something is interesting. And helping people to develop is far more interesting. A lot of people think that that's what education is about, and I would say that human development would be kind of a little sliver of what happens in education. You know, you spend far more time going through lessons. You know, and I'm not saying those things are bad at all. I think we do that for too long. Oh, it's starting to rain again. This has been wonderful. Let me tell you, we haven't had any rain, and we've gotten some rain. Tucumcari got some good rain. I don't know how much, you know. It's usually measured in hundredths of an inch. I think that's true here as well. I'm looking forward I'm really interested more in becoming the CIO that is far more, you know, it says we're going to take care of the computer stuff, but it's going to be the other things that are going to kind of make it interesting. Things that we do for people, the encouragement that we give because sometimes, you know, people will come for a course of study, and they'll start the course of study and they're okay, but it becomes obvious soon that this probably isn't very interesting to them, or this is not something to which they're particularly suited. Not that that's a deal killer. Look at me, you know. I don't think I'm particularly suited to many aspects of what I do. I was looking at my personality type this last week. I continue to be what I was typed out as when I was in my 20s. It was really interesting. The public health office in Tucumcari was having some conflict issues, just people that couldn't seem to work with each other. And somebody proposed from the Department of Health, which we all worked for, that we have somebody come in and test us with the Myers-Briggs typing indicator, and I typed out as an INFP. I don't know if doing that really helped with the conflict. I think what actually happened was there were some changes in staffing. A couple of people left. And I think that pretty much resolved the problems. It was just some personalities. People just needed to go on and do something else. And it worked out fine. The great part is that it was social workers and nurses. And, you know, and the people that worked with them. And it was quite the thing. Anyway, I got typed out INFP. When I've gone back, I've usually always typed out INFP. There's been a couple of times when I think I might have said I was an ENFP, but that's not true. You know, it says I don't like parties, I don't like gatherings, you know. Meetings are okay, I don't mind being a mentor on a professional level, but, you know, I'm just not an extroverted person. I don't like parties. I don't get all charged up around other people. I need time away from that. A lot of collection of thoughts, a lot of introspection, stuff like that. Anyway, so it's really interesting. And of course, you know, when you get typed out, there's all these places you can go to. They kind of give you a name, you know, it's supposed to be kind of descriptive of what kind of a person you are. And an INFP is often called the healer. Also on a certain level, they're part of a group, kind of a cluster of personality types that are are called empaths. And people are supposed to be able to be really conscious of others and what they need. And I've always felt like I was really bad at it because most of the people that are close to me, I don't think like that. So they tend to say, that's not true. I'm not feeling that at all. That's not me. That's not this. That's not just... The answer's no. And it's like, wow, okay. But I found with other people outside those things, they go, yeah, you seem to really kind of have a good sense of what people are feeling and why they might be feeling it. It's like, oh, great, okay, thank you. Because, yeah, it says, I've lived among a bunch of people that just had no, didn't seem like they wanted somebody to have a good sense of that. So they would say, I didn't. And say, okay, well, whatever. I'm not here to disagree with you. Really not. It doesn't matter. It says, either I can help you or I can't. If you say that I got things totally wrong, then hey, guess what? I guess I can't help you. Somebody's got to let you in on a person on a certain level to let that happen. And anyway, so... always in my life, I've kind of bounced back and forth between taking more of a, I call them the home economics jobs and the technical jobs, just depending. I mean, I lived in Tucumcari, New Mexico. It was a question of what ended up being available at any particular time. Whether it was working for the child care training and technical assistance program. I did that for 18 months. And then changing from that to teaching computers at San Juan Schools, did that for a year. Mutual agreement, had to leave, not a teacher, I guess. And nor was I particularly interested in developing what was needed to probably do a better job of it. Honestly. And I'm perfectly willing to say, hey, man, that's a failure on my part. There's a sure heck of a lot of people that seem to be able to get together and be good teachers and get really, really good at it. I've just never been the type. I can put a bad sounding term to it. I guess the good sounding term would be guidance. Schools are big on guidance. And I guess saw that more as a type of manipulation. And so, yeah, I wasn't using it on kids, and they were quite upset about the fact that I wasn't. A lot of teachers do three-quarters of the work of education, and the kids are supposed to just be able to come punch in the last quarter and make their good grade and go on. And that was the job, and I'm just the opposite. I tend to be an autodidact. Teach myself, or what does that mean? An autodidact, a self-learner, and there's got to be something interesting to you. That's another thing about INFPs. It says it's got to be interesting to you. If you don't feel engaged in what you're doing, you really lose. know, it's just not there. You can't just generate it. Apparently other people do a better job of being able to say, you know, I'll go and I'll do work, and maybe I'll just do it for money. And I find myself really dissatisfied with doing stuff like that. Like the job I have right now, it's almost completely just for money. It doesn't do anything else. And to be honest, all the computer jobs I've had have pretty much been on that level. And it just didn't sing with me. In the end, my interface with the computer has always been writing, and people say, well, where are your spreadsheets? And you go, I'm not a spreadsheet guy. I'm much more a word processor guy. I'm an outline sort of a guy. You know, they go, well, do you have plans? And you go, oh, yeah. I put out a good outline. I got a good outline right now for all the things that I should be doing at work. And that list is pretty long. I've got a lot of things marked off, but a lot of things are still there. There's some things I need to mark off because they're basically done. It's just adding people. You know, it's just maintenance. And that's probably the other thing. I'm not much of a maintenance person. As soon as it starts being a maintenance job, I'm just not really interested in it anymore. I know a lot of people are. A lot of people that have these skills, they're some of them are not big on making the job more interesting. They just say, I just want to get through the day. I just want to get the job done. I want to code. I want to do whatever. And go home at night. And I've gained a new respect for those people. I don't know if I respected much before, but I'm fine now. And there are a lot of those kinds of jobs in information technology. And that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Need those kind of people. When it comes to computers, I'm that kind of a guy too. Honestly. You know, like... Anyway, so... Yeah, and let me tell you. You go and you look at the INFP type, and there is absolutely nothing to do with technology in that. It's not anything that kind of people should be doing. I did strictly for money. And I'm going for jobs now that people who do the job do not necessarily have to be technical people. You know, much more. I think it's really beyond project management too, which I really haven't done formally. That being my formal job, but you know, I've had projects, and of course, if I manage them, yes, of course I manage them. Make sure it gets done, you know. That's what project managers do. They get things done. What things need to be accomplished, what are the time frames, coming up with what you think is a good time frame for these things. I've always been very happy. The last big project I had, which was multi-year, I got it done, you know, from the classic way of saying it, I got it done under time and under budget. And then I took on a lot of doing upgrades to everything, making sure that the upgrades worked, were as smooth as possible. Changed how they did upgrades all together to make it just that much simpler. Much simpler system of doing upgrades. Fantastic when it gets down to it. anyway. But yeah, the INFP shouldn't really be doing stuff like this. Much more, you know, it's a much more human services, much more social work, much more psychology, and you're going, oh my gosh. But that's okay. Child development, human development, the larger expansion of it, is far more allied to those sorts of things than it is to technology. So I think that's how I would approach it, is to say I'm really about human development. Often what people need to do, I've often advised, let me tell you, especially in technology, I said the most important thing is to get what you can get out of a job, and once it becomes kind of rote, and it's not getting very, you know, and it's not very interesting, that's when it's time to move on, do something else, take on some other responsibilities. That's a real, in my patriarchal blessing, the one word used more often than anything else in relation to me, in my patriarchal blessing, is leadership. So, you know, that's number one. That's the next thing to go to, I think, is to get into a leadership position at work. I've had plenty of leadership positions as a religious person, as a religious volunteer, in a church that's all the church runs off of is volunteers. It's time to step up into leadership roles, which is, you know, chief information officer. Or something of that ilk. In most of these situations, you really don't have many managers. And so you have to just take whatever position tends to pop up. You know, I went for a management job in Socorro, which really was, you know, Lisa even said, oh, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't know if the one in Portales is really that good either. I probably live too far away. And, we got a little heat lightning. So these are a little bit of thunderstorms kind of off to the northwest of me, although I'm not exactly sure which direction I'm headed right at the moment. Just went through Willard on my way to Mountain Air to get some gas and make the last little trip down the crash site and going to bed tonight. It's cloudy, but there's some clear skies. The sky's still good. The sun is being blocked, which is excellent. The temperature is beautiful. It might even get a little cold tonight, given how temperatures go. If it clears up tonight, it could get cold. But I think it's supposed to stay cloudy for the next few days, and hopefully we'll get some rain. Crash site Socorro area, that'd be fantastic. Let's see what else. So yeah, it's something I need to do. You know, people say, well, you know, you could just stay at the job you're at now. You're making good money, and just cruise through to retirement, and then take some little low level job just to keep you busy until it's the most advantageous to stop working, to start taking the pensions and start using them, you know. And but to be honest, it's like, well, wait, you know, if I can find something that suits me a lot better. Your information technology guy in charge of it, and it seems like at Mesa Lands, it's of a size that you really need to also be doing some of the work too. You don't just, you know, it's not like, oh no, I'm just the planner. I have other people do all the work, and it's like, no, I don't mind still keeping my hands dirty. I don't mind that. I've become accustomed to being very, very responsible for the work I do. The term is eating your own dog food. Anyway, so I'm thinking that's a good thing forward. I really do think that doing it at Mesa Lands would probably be the best thing. The biggest problem might be that they're just not willing to pay me sufficiently. If they can pay me anything over what I'm getting paid at New Mexico Tech, that'd be great. Even if it's only $1,000 or $2,000 a year. Starting on July 4th, I'll be making right at, I think, slightly over $91,000 a year, which is really fine. It's a really fine income. And if they can match that or do better than that, that's what's going to be required. So that would almost be the first thing. I said, well, I don't want to waste people's time if you're just going to determine that you can't pay me that much. He says, yeah, I really need to know what you're willing to pay me. And I mean, what you're willing to pay me. Don't give me a pay band, and where I hit now is the top of that pay band. That's not going to, because I know nobody ever gets that. That doesn't happen. That's just put there to be kind of, ooh, look how much you can make. No. He says, no, I want to know how much you're going to pay me based on the information that you have. I'll turn you down in a hot minute. I can keep doing what I'm doing if it's going to be a pay cut. I really don't want a pay cut at this point. I want to make, you know, since the job is not to go down, the job is to go up. Or to stay, or, you know, since I've done lateral moves. And I've taken some pay cuts, big ones, over my time. And sorry. He says, I'm just not going to do that anymore. He says, I can stay where I am. I'm not that dissatisfied. I'm not that, you know, I can find some other things to do. I can find some other things to learn and to get better at and to gain some experience on. I'm not particularly interested, but I can do it enough to keep the job. I don't think it's a question of intelligence. It really ends up being a question of interest, just not interested. And that's really, you know, I'm glad that's not become a question that people expect an answer to. Are you interested in the work you're doing? And it's like, no, I'm not really interested in the work I'm doing. I am competent to the point that was needed for the jobs I had. I did, you know, says, and I'm not saying that, you know, I wasn't horrible at it. Was I really as good as somebody who really just says, oh, I just get a kick out of this, I love this, you know? And it really ends up being, you know, I'm really, you know, this is my stuff. You stay out of my stuff, and I'm going to do good things with my stuff, and it's my stuff, and I feel really good about my stuff. That seems to be what people fall into. I seem to recall that this was a serious problem at Eastern New Mexico University in the more distant past, that everything was really siloed, and, you know, this is what we do, you know, and you don't ask anybody to really do anything else except exactly that thing, and the people that did it the way they did it, were hard-pressed as a manager to get them to do it any differently or any better. They just weren't going to do it. And I think everybody in the administration of computer services at the time were really quite happy that a lot of these people were getting to the point to where they were coming to retirement. And they were, you know, and it's really easy when there's going to be a big main change. There was a couple of large changes being made, and you'd see a lot of people. I still saw a lot of people when we changed from Banner 8 to Banner 9, which was a huge change. It was going from kind of a fat client application to a web-based application where, you know, they were starting to use totally different techniques to do it. These people pride themselves on knowing every single code for how to find the page to put in the information that you need to put the information in, and knowing every code to print out the report that was needed, things like that. And how that was done and how it was structured, it was all just exactly the way it was. And you weren't supposed to touch it. And if there was a problem, you'd just say, we got a problem. You'd go, I'll fix it. And you go, well, how'd you fix it? Ah, don't worry. That's my, you know, it was all the tribal knowledge. People kept that secured under their hat, and that was their form of job security, was that nobody else knew how to do what they knew how to do. The only problem is, if you get a lot of people changing chairs or moving off and doing other things, that becomes difficult. So it was easy for me to get put into a situation and saying, we need to go from here to here, and I can just go, well, then that's what I'm going to do. You know, I still had to maintain the existing stuff, but, you know, I spent a lot more time concentrating on the transition to the next thing, which is exactly what Mesa Lands College is doing right now. making a rather large multi-year move to another enterprise resource planning and school information system. And that would be exactly the same. You know, I didn't know Banner from a hole in the wall, but you know, did the job get done? Yeah. Do we figure out all the kinks and all the problems and what needed to get accomplished? Yes. Did we streamline the system so that somebody who didn't really know Banner particularly could just pick it up and run with it, and it wasn't terribly hard of a management chore? Yeah. And you go, that's exactly what we're doing. And Mason Lands is moving its stuff not only to a different database and a different system, but from local to the cloud. And you know, everybody should become, you know, and the people that had ran this stuff for the longest time, are there going to be people that just flat leave? Yeah, you know, because they said, I worked really hard to learn the old system, and now it's just going to be tossed aside, and it's a whole new one, and I'm just not wanting to learn a new system. And you know what? I totally understand that. Had lots of good people, lots of good friends, who just didn't want to make the transition, just wasn't interesting to them, so they just walked away, you know, and said, I've got enough time, I can retire, or I can find something else to do, and they left, and that's great, and that's human development, is that what needs to be important for the person rather than for the organization, stuff like that. Schools are all about the school and the efficient, good running of the school. The fact that there are kids involved in it and they're going through that system, it really has nothing to do with them. It's about churning out a product, and the product is uneducated, and it may not even be an educated person. It is about doing an education, you know. So, and school's really weird because it does go like that. It's like, oh no. If you come here for all these years, and you do the course of study that we have dictated, which is fine. You know, this is, you'll come out the other side and we'll say, that's why a high school diploma says that you have finished this course of study. That's what it's about. The inculcation of a course of study. It doesn't say, and here's a diploma that says that this is a complete person, this is a person who will be a good parent, this is a person that will be a good employee. They don't promise any of that. Now, you know, people don't. That's just kind of the way they're going to be. So, anyway. All right, we're going to be quiet here for a bit, but I'll probably keep recording. Because I'm going over stuff I've gone over before. This isn't like new. I love mountain air. It's usually, it's up higher, it's cooler, and with all this other stuff, it's just positively a little on the chilly side, which I love. Get 20 cents off. Should go down to $4.49. Ooh, $4.69. That seems lower than it was the last time I was here. It's
Oh, look at that. $4.49. Fantastic. So the way things are going today, this is great for me. A lot of a well-rounded guy, you know. I came up with the concept of Zenus. One day, if I was going to decide to get a PhD, it would probably be the development of the concept of Zenus, which is a person with a different brain, to be honest. When you see it causing problems for people, when it becomes a something of a disability, we slap the autism sticker on it. It used to be the Asperger's sticker. Or have a high functioning autism, and I always thought it would be useful to say let's separate out the aspects of it that we don't need to call a disability. It's just different, you know. And people just keep glomming it all together, and you go, don't do that. Just don't do that. It's okay for people to have disabilities. It's okay for a Zenus person to have a disability. Just like the term that they've used sometimes is neurotypical, which is kind of a non-autistic person, the neurotypical, I guess. And just like a neurotypical person can have disabilities, you know, a Zenus person can have disabilities, but typically the kind of disabilities they will have will be, will look and smell like autism. You meet a lot of people where it's like, I think they're autistic, and you go, yeah. It says, but the point is, does it disable them? And you go, well, they can't get a whole crowd of jobs. And you go, well, that's okay. There's a lot of people that can't get. They really shouldn't be going for certain kinds of jobs. We just have never had a way to help people see that as being just normal operating procedure, as opposed to, you've got problems, you know, kind of like that. And if I were to get a PhD, it might be to take a look at this sort of an idea. And, you know, I don't know if it would be like starting a new field, you know, because it's certainly not what everybody says is this is how it goes. This is what's normal, or we don't really have a thing for normal. We just have a whole flood of abnormalities. And they're all just based off of, you know, everybody's pretty much the same. And you're going, but what happens if there's people who are different? And it bugs, I think it would bug somebody like Lisa. Lisa was really quite upset about, I think, the concept for the reason that Latter-day Saints have a concept. It comes from God, so it's not, well, I don't know. The only people that really have it. That you live before you were born, that you were an intelligence, that you were, first you were intelligence, and then you were given a spirit body, you became a spirit, and then after that, you get a physical body, and you become mortal, and then you go on to be a resurrected, perfected person after mortality. Anyway, so it brings up the whole thing, because a lot of people say that a lot of your personality, a lot of what you are, is tied to just you were. It isn't even the concept of you were born with it. Since you may have been that way as an intelligence. And, you know. And so the whole thing is, if that was the way you always were, you know, because people go, especially if you're a disabled person, in the Latter-day Saint tradition, they go, well, it's okay, it'll be a tough life, but when you are resurrected, you won't be like that anymore, you know. And if it's somebody that's Down syndrome and stuff like that, that might be a wonderful thing. You know, I'm not going to be Down syndrome anymore. I'm going to be what I always should have been if I wouldn't have gotten some problem in gestation. A lot of people look at autism that way, except that a lot of autistic people say, you know what, I don't mind the way I am. The sad part is not having the kind of person that I am and the kind of skills I can bring to the table being valued in society. You know, in the old days, they would institutionalize people like that. Or if they just weren't up to snuff, they would just be, you know, crazy old whoever it is. You know, weird guy that goes around, he obsesses about this and that. You know, has a bottle cap collection beyond compare, but doesn't really, you know. But society could never offer them something worthwhile. If they weren't interested in farming or working in some factory or stuff like that, society didn't have anything for them to do. Now, if your interests lied in something really specialized and important, like, oh, I don't know, architecture, medicine, things like that, then yeah, you could do something and you might be amazing. And people wonder why you don't go out for drinks afterwards and stuff like that, or whatever. And, that's really interesting. I might not mind doing that as kind of a study, trying to pull it together into some sort of dissertation, PhD by publication, whatever, to say that these are interesting, almost kind of an anthropological study of different cultures. You go, but being a Zenus, which is a non-disabled person that manifests on the autism spectrum, what they would be. Anyway, that's interesting. I really hadn't given that a thought. I really haven't thought Zenus stuff. particularly, but you know something funny? The opportunity came up to I finally got FossWiki, which is kind of a shared website system. And and I really didn't know I needed to put a suffix in front of it. I threw it in front of a reverse proxy. This is the technical stuff. I'm not going to get too technical because you found really easy ways of doing it. And you go, oh, that's just nothing to it. You go, yeah, that's right. You got it. Nothing to it. It's gone from being a really technical thing that one had to understand, and I understand bits of it, into something where you can just say, oh, this thing will do this and do this, and it'll make the world a wonderful place. And so I've got a wiki running, and I had to come up with a prefix for it. And I chose Zeno. I really needed to put Zenus, because I really need to make sure that that's what it is, because Zenus is, I don't know if it's Latin or Greek, it's probably Greek. Zenos means alien or stranger, which is something that gets said of these sorts of people all the time. They're just different. And one really needs to look at it in a different sort of a way. And I think that would be a really interesting way to kind of... And I've been thinking of, what am I going to do with this FossWiki I put up? It really needs to have its own place. So, there's, I'd already given it the right name. I just needed something to do with it. It's a good place to put all of the investigation and research that might be interesting to do. A lot of people like this end up getting into technology. It's one of the fields where people are okay if you're a little socially backward, you know. And being able to get information, do surveys, stuff like that. The wiki can do an excellent job of pulling that information together. FossWiki especially. Of course, I'll need to build up the kind of information I need to kind of pull this stuff in. But this would be really good. And, you know, it might not be a bad thing to try to accomplish, incidental to the job I have now. I think it would be just as good or better suited for being the chief information officer of a community college, because I think that may offer me some time and certainly opportunity to meet these sorts of people, to go to conferences and say, these are the kinds of people that I'm wanting to interface with, and I want to see, you know, and I think it's important that we connect up with kinds of people in something akin to a community, because I think it's going to help people not feel so broken when it's like, you're not broken, you're just spiky. I had done a thing about Zenus and it was the spikiness of it. You know, you have somewhat limited interests, but you're but you're really amazing at it. You might be very, very interested in old cars, and you are an absolute fantabulous expert at those things. I think that was what brought me to a man named Don Lancaster. He's a guy who did a lot of magazine articles, technical fella, and wrote very, very, very well-published books, well-published, very popular books in, oh, logic circuits, stuff like that. Anyway, and he really was a guy who, stayed true to what he did, and he was a guy that said, make sure that you are the best person at whatever you do. You know, that was also from a fellow named Gary North. He said, do the research, become an expert in what you do, and good things will happen to you. Good things will come to you. And Zenus may very well be that thing. So I actually need to change I need to do some reconfiguration so that it says Zenus instead of Zeno. It's because I don't just want Zeno, because that's the actual prefix. It needs to be the word and what it applies to. We'll go ahead and bring it to the Cenodocia. I think I've talked about earlier about Joe Belknap and his whole thing of I go off to meetings and I go and I do stuff and they allow me to do presentations on what he does, which is professional development. You know, he does a lot of that stuff. And I can see me saying, I want to go to conferences, and it needs to be technical conferences so that I can get people to come and say, oh wow, it looks out here like it's really kind of stormy, maybe, I don't know, but that's great. I hope it's raining. It does bring up the whole fact of should I go through the normal place where I go through, or should I go the long way? Now, when I'm coming to the crash site, it's not the long way. It's perfectly fine to go this way. It does well in the rain. Don't get a whole lot of rain, so it's not that big of a deal. Anyway, so now I see a bigger thing. I need to connect with people of a certain ilk. Pull together the materials I've already pulled together on this, which I really only got a little bit started to even thinking about it.
So there's not enough, there's not much to put in there now, but, you know, we might need to come up with something of a scale. I'm supposed to go to technology conferences anyway, you know, to know what's going on. And, yeah, I like this a lot. I'm going to have to go and look at that. Boy, let me tell you, these Sunday evenings can be very, very interesting. Yeah. Go for human development. What do you say? Yeah, we talk about this stuff and we go down. And you might, you know, say, well, we got lectures. And you go, I can lecture on this stuff. Especially given the time now that a lot of things can be done online. And it can be sponsored by a university that is interested in this kind of work, this kind of an idea, and wants to do some lectures on it, wants to do some classes on it, and share that information. Might turn out to be, yeah, we got some heat lightning big time in where I'm headed. So we'll kind of see how this works. I think I'm going to go the back way for me. At least going into now, maybe tomorrow morning when I'm up and going, we'll kind of see how things look. Wow, that is some great wind. Anyway, yeah, Zenus. The return of the Zenus concept. I had been putting it in my thing, which I hadn't done a darn thing with for a long time. And I probably need to start working on it again. Every sense of the Lord saying, you need to get in, you know, this is something that you need to take up again. You haven't looked at it since probably 2004. And now in 2022, coming up 23, you probably need to do some more on it. Use the tools you have at your disposal.
start connecting with people.
And that goes with, you know, I did that affirmation back in about that time, 2004, 2003, that I wanted to become a writer, lecturer, speaker. And this is exactly the kind of thing that will make you that kind of a person. Somebody who comes to come and do the research and see what can be discovered about these things. To look at it in a different way. So that's kind of what it fits into the larger life plan rather well. And usually these kind of things can attract resources, which I'm sure would not be a problem for a community college. The smallest place that can really do something with research grants and stuff like that on some level. Anyway, so I'm gonna stop this recording. This is great. And go ahead and get into my place to sleep and go to sleep. An hour and 17 minutes is a good recording time, and it's wonderful. And so, yes, do I want to get one of these CEO positions? Yes. I think either one will do. And this is kind of what I want to do. People say, well, aren't you PhD in something information technology like? And you go, no, that's not interesting. I want to do it on, golly, the lightning's being amazing. It's cutting across horizontally in both directions. It's almost like I'm centered on a thing and there's this little thing that goes straight down, but then there's these huge radials that go off the sides. Amazing. Anyway. Talk to you later.